Can you just talk a little bit about what drew you to play the clarinet way back when?
It was in our public school band program in the fifth grade. And the junior high band came over and gave demonstrations on all the instruments, and I was drawn to the sound of the clarinet. I couldn't exactly tell you the reason now, but it caught my ear, and the rest is history.
Do you like to sing?
I do like to sing, but I'm not very good at it, so perhaps that had something to do with why I picked such a vocal instrument.
Let's talk about the Pines of Rome.
It's really one of the most difficult excerpts on our instrument because you're playing incredibly wide intervals at a very soft dynamic. I never feel more like an acrobat than when it's time to play the Pines.
Is there any particular section? It's a symphonic poem that describes the Pines of Rome. Is there any particular role for the clarinet?
Yes, the section that I'm referring to is the third movement, the Pines of the Janiculum, which is a hill outside of Rome. The pines are outlined in front of a full moon, and the clarinet is a nightingale. You hear the song of the nightingale. And actually, Respighi writes in his program notes for it that there's a quiver in the air. That's the first sentence that sets the mood. And the piano sort of, I believe, is that quiver and sort of sets the stage for the very soft clarinet solo which follows. And it requires an extreme amount of control. And yet you're doing this incredibly slow, lyrical, beautiful, you're playing this incredibly beautiful music. So my strategy is to practice a whole bunch before, and then as I'm sitting there as it's occurring, to try to think of Italy.
They use the recorded sound of a nightingale as well. Is that in the same part?
It is. That's at the very end of that movement, the Janiculum Pines. And he does it, I believe, to create this beautiful sense of stasis. The clarinet's just holding this whole note as everything is just coming to a rest and coming to a close in a very beautiful way. And if you didn't have the bird call there, it would seem incredibly static, like nothing is really happening. But he just adds that bird call, I believe, just so you're able to enjoy the moment of repose at the end of that movement for that much longer.
Is that your favorite part of the piece?
Well, the whole thing is pretty great and has an incredible amount of contrast. You go from the Pines of the Janiculum to the last movement where there's offstage brass coming at you from all sorts of different angles and an incredibly heroic fashion. There really is an incredible amount of contrast in the whole piece, and it's just a glorious, colorful piece that I really love to play.